Welcome to the February 28th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate Ellen Plummer. The theme for the service is Opening Wide: What Might Happen If We Intentionally Look Outward to the Larger Community of Which We Are a Part. Midway through the service, the congregation is divided into breakout rooms in which we share our thoughts on this topic. The breakout room discussions are not included in the podcast.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning on this drizzly, rainy day. But rain is a harbinger of spring.
I'm Ellen Plummer, and it's my privilege to be today's worship associate as we together consider our commitments to the beloved community. In thinking about today's worship service, I was thinking about my own commitment and commitments to the UUC, and I realized, looking back through a folder in which I did an archaeological dig, that I've been a worship associate with the UUC since 2012, and you haven't fired me yet, for which I am eternally grateful. Welcome. So good to be with you this morning. If you are with us for the first time, we are so glad that you have found us. You'll find a link to the virtual visitors card in the Zoom chat. We invite you to fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. At the conclusion of our service, we invite you to stay so that we might welcome you while we visit with one another. We'll go into breakout rooms for a chance to meet in smaller groups for conversation. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds of the meeting house throughout the week. Look at the calendar on our website for times and Zoom links. And thank you, a deep gratitude to all of the volunteers who make all of our activities and ministries possible. If you have a joy or a sorrow you would like to share, you would like to have shared aloud this morning, you'll find a link in the chat. Fill that link, click on the link, fill out the form, and your sorrow or joy will be shared. Parents, you are invited to help your children if they would like to share a joy or a sorrow. And now, Karen Hager, our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, will tell us about what is going on in religious education.
Good morning. Here's what the kids were up to in RE last week.
A preschool class read the storybook The Duckling Gets a Cookie and had fun making cookies with their parents. Obviously a very popular activity. And our K-5 class watched the Pixar short Red Stream, talked about daydreaming, and learned how to juggle. Finally, we have another really fun family activity set up for the month of March. Did you know that UUC has a leprechaun that visits us once a year? Well, he's made his annual visit and placed shamrocks all along the meditation path. Follow the path and find all the shamrocks and you'll uncover a clue that will lead you to a gift he's left for us. The hunt starts tomorrow, March 1st, and runs through the entire month. Please socially distance from other hunters and wear a mask. And if you happen to see our leprechaun, please don't try to catch him. He's a valued member of our community and needs to remain free. This activity is open to families of all ages and sizes, so come out and join the hunt. And I'll see you next week.
And now I invite Frank Napolitano and his family. I don't know if you'd like to be on camera as you light or say the words for lighting the chalice. Frank, can you unmute yourself and let me know?
Good morning.
Thanks.
We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Thanks, Frank, and family.
Today's opening words are titled Witnesses of the World, Testigos del Mundo. And these words were written by Tania Marquez. It is now when we are called as witnesses of the world to mend it, to change its course, to restore it. It is now when we are called to act on our values, not to hide, not to fear, but to be bold and loud. It is now that we are called to continue our fight for justice, to organize, to speak up. It is now. Let us gather. Let us give each other courage. Let us worship. Es ahora que estamos llamados a ser testigos para todo el mundo, a remediarlo, a cambiar su curso, a reponerlo. Es ahora que somos llamados y llamadas a vivir en nuestros valores, a sacar a la luz, a no temer, y a ser audaces y levantar las voces. Es ahora que nuestro llamado es continuar la lucha para la justicia, a organizarnos, a sonar nuestras voces juntos. Es ahora, juntos, que nos daremos los unos a los otros el ánimo y el valor. Es ahora que vamos a adorar juntos en comunidad.
This morning we're doing something a little different. We are, instead of reading our covenant together, we are going to hear about the UUC vision. So I invite Amy Pruden-Bakshi to unmute herself. And if we can spotlight Amy, she's going to read the words of the vision statement. Amy?
Our UUC vision. The UUC will be a beacon of liberal religion in the New River Valley. We will join other organizations and faiths to work for just causes. We will practice generosity and radical hospitality. We will be known as a place of beauty, welcome, joy, and celebration.
Thank you, Amy. And I want to share with you that Amy is a member of our strategic planning committee, as is Frank Napolitano. And I want to thank them for all their hard work. And thank you for helping them with the hard work to come. Ellen?
Let us as a community celebrate our ability to contribute to our community by collecting an offering. It's a practice of our congregation to share half of our offering with a local charity or Unitarian Universalist affiliated organization. This week's recipient of our plate is the Unitarian Universalist Association's Disaster Relief Fund, which allows the UUA to respond flexibly to current disaster needs and emergency situations as they arise. This fund disperses grants to UU congregations and recognized UU nonprofit entities. The fund is part of a covenant between those in need and our congregations. Please give generously so that we might help those in need and our community partners. Through this work, they are able to embody our faith and values. You can find the link to online giving in the chat, or you can use our Give Plus app or text FUND to 844-909-2617. If you've never used these, look at your order of service and the announcements for additional information. You will be able to give after service as well. Please join me as we accept our offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community. This ritual serves as a constant reminder that we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end.
One thing I want to acknowledge up front is that the reason we're doing the UUA Disaster Relief Fund this weekend is because of the disaster that's happening, continuing to happen in Texas and Mississippi. I wanted to share that I reached out to Julie Dunsmore, who is a member of UUC who now lives in Houston, and she is fine. They put enough water in the bathtub so they can flush their toilets. But we do think about all of our friends in Texas. As always, we know that there are joys and sorrows that are left unspoken. Please know that this congregation wants to hold you and all that you carry with you. If you find that life is getting just too hard, please reach out and let us know. The lay pastoral ministry team is eager and ready to listen to the joys and sorrows of your life. And sometimes it really helps to have someone just listen. And now I invite you into the mood of meditation. Take a breath, or soften your shoulders, or settle in your seat, whatever helps you to be fully present to these words. You can even close your eyes. These are the words of Reverend Lynn Cox. Spirit of life, who draws us together in a web of holy relationships, make your presence known with us and in us and among us. Remind us that we are not alone in history. Ignite us with the courage of the living tradition. Remind us that we are not alone in entering the future. Anchor us with patience and perseverance. Remind us that we are not alone in our times of grief and pain. Comfort us with your spirit, manifest in human hands and voices. Remind us that we are not alone in joy and wonder. Inspire us to honor and extend the beauty we find in this world. Divine music of the universe, let our hearts beat in diverse and harmonious rhythms, cooperating with an everlasting dance of love. May we move with the rhythms of peace. May we move with the rhythms of compassion. May we move with the rhythms of justice. Source of stars and planets and water and land, open our hearts to all of our neighbors. Open our souls to a renewal of faith. Open our hands to join together in the work ahead. So be it. Blessed be. Amen.
Our reading today comes from the Reverend Joanna Fontaine Crawford. Beloved community is not held within our church walls. As soon as we begin to think like that, we have moved into the exact opposite of beloved community. Because in creating that kind of a definition of community that is within our church walls, we have necessarily created otherness. There is a community inside our walls, the people who think like us, act like us, look like us. And there are the people who are not part of this community, the others. This is not beloved community. Josiah Royce, an American philosopher of religion, distinguished between small communities of grace that were loyal to the greater cause of the universal beloved community. And that communities who are insular, often predatory in their loyalty to their own. Universalism is naturally woven into beloved community. Universalism is universal salvation, salvation for everyone, unconditional. Those who strive for beloved community want a realized eschatology, a realized end goal where everyone is saved from poverty, disease, and injustice. As Reverend King said in a speech honoring Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, let us be dissatisfied until every man can have food and material necessities for his body, culture and education for his mind, freedom and human dignity for his spirit. Let us be dissatisfied until rat-infested, vermin-filled slums will be a thing of a dark past, and every family will have a decent sanitary house in which to live. Let us be dissatisfied until the empty stomachs of Mississippi are filled and the idle industries of Appalachia are revitalized. Let us be dissatisfied until our brother of the third world, Asia, Africa, and Latin America will no longer be the victim of imperialist exploitation, but will be lifted from the long night of poverty, illiteracy, and disease. Let us be dissatisfied. Let us strengthen our church communities so that they may be communities of grace, outward facing, living in the beloved community of now and creating the beloved community of not yet.
I appreciate the words of Reverend Crawford. It makes me wonder, are we here at UUC a community of grace, committed to the greater cause of the universal beloved community? Or are we insular, even predatory in our loyalty to our own? If we are to believe the results of the survey the Strategic Planning Committee conducted last summer, we absolutely aspire to be a community of grace. As the committee analyzed your responses, we saw over and over again that while we do have a strong and compassionate community, we also want to welcome people with more diverse identities and backgrounds to join with us. And we also want to reach out to the wider community, partnering and supporting other groups who are doing good work. Since analyzing the survey, the Strategic Planning Committee, which in addition to Amy Pruden-Bakshi and Frank Napolitano also includes Jim Kern, Stephen Henninger, and Kim Feit, and also had the good works of Polly Stimson to start us off. Well, the Strategic Planning Committee has been reaching out to different groups within the congregation to refine our understanding of who we are and who we want to be. To that end, we met with the lay pastoral care team, the worship team, the anti-racism group, and the Connections Committee this last month to ask them, who does not have a seat in our beloved community? How might we welcome them more radically? As you might imagine, we found lots of answers to those questions, and they varied. And it was relatively easy to name the different demographic groups that don't have a large representation here, who don't have a seat in our community. But as the conversations continued on to the question of how we might be more radically welcoming, an interesting and persistent thread developed. While we could practice radical hospitality here within the congregation, perhaps it's more important what we do out in the community. As one group said, being radically inclusive needs to start with action, with living our values. We can't just rely on people coming to us to widen our circle. And Christine Reed, a member of our worship team, took a little extra time thinking about the question and later wrote and explained how we could reimagine what having a seat in our beloved community could mean. She suggests that reimagining it to consciously and intentionally mean standing side by side, working towards a common goal, can perhaps be a more useful as well as a more realistic approach to radical welcoming. Having a seat in our beloved community becomes metaphorical. There are many, she writes, who wouldn't choose to sit in our sanctuary, but that doesn't have to preclude them from radical welcoming. It can be attempted in other ways. This reimagining can be manifested through deliberately identifying goals that involve intentional partnerships with other organizations, faith communities, and marginalized groups in working towards these goals. It might mean envisioning the goals ourselves and inviting others to join in from outside, but it could also mean identifying the goals of other organizations or faith communities to which we can lend support. Either way, it ultimately leads to becoming intertwined in work with the broader community. That sounds like the basis for a community of grace, committed to the greater cause of the universal beloved community. It sounds like one of those statements from our vision, doesn't it? That we will partner with other organizations and faith groups. We already look outward and partner with others. Think about the different efforts members of the community service team, like the Interfaith Food Pantry and To Our House. Think about the Mental Health Justice Ministry that launched the new NAMI affiliate. Think about the Environmental Justice Team and the Anti-Racism Group. And from the results of the survey, we are yearning to do more and to do more intentionally. During last week's service, many of you were moved by the words of Dr. Takiya Nur Amin in her reflection on the call of our faith. She asked, "Do we really believe in the values of our faith enough to enact them in the larger world in a manner that is bold and clear and unequivocal? People need to know, especially in this moment, what our commitments are. And if we're going to say that we are a faith that is committed to justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, we have to actually do that. It's not just about saying the thing. We have to do the thing." She writes, or actually she said last week, "Frankly, I'd feel better if we did less saying and more doing. I need us to have the collective maturity now to do what it is our faith asks us to do." Amen. Takiya. So this morning, we want to invite the whole congregation into this holy conversation of who and what we want to be as we look forward. We're going to go into breakout rooms. Don't leave. If you don't have to talk, you can just listen. So here's the invitation. If we are to live into our vision of joining with other organizations and faiths to work for just causes, we will need to face outward. And it's clear that many here feel the call to do so. And if we look outward to the larger community, the towns and counties around us in the NRV, what do we see? What just causes might we engage in? And perhaps more importantly, how might we engage in them to express who we are as Unitarian Universalists, as members of UUC? How can we help build toward the beloved community? What can we do to help create a beloved community without us and them, but with a true sense of we? So I'm going to share my screen so that you all can see those questions again. And I've invited members of the Committee on Ministry and the Strategic Planning Committee to facilitate these conversations. We're going to spend about 10 minutes talking. And if the person who's a facilitator could identify themselves and say you're going to keep track of it, what I want you to do is have a conversation about what just causes you think we as a congregation might want to engage in. And then also, how do we want to do that? If you'd like to, you can write things in the chat as you're conversating, because you can save those afterwards. Because we really want to, to have the conversation, but we also want to be able to take it back to the Strategic Planning Committee so it can inform their work. So I have tried to put together rooms. If for some reason you don't get into a room, I'll put you in one. If you find yourself lost, come back to the main room and you and I can have a conversation. All right? So let's go have a holy conversation.
The breakout room discussions are not included in the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for engaging in this holy conversation. It's important that we share our ideas, because it's so easy for us to get stuck in our own heads, and it's great to have the ideas of other folks. So on behalf of the Strategic Planning Committee, I thank you for your contributions. And if you have more ideas, please feel free to share that those ideas with members of the committee or myself. And so, having considered how we might become more outward-looking, how we might live into our vision as a religious community, let us close this time together by lighting candles. We can light our own personal hopes and remembrances, but also our hopes for the wider community of which we are a part. So if you'd like us to light a candle here in the sanctuary for you, either for a personal hope or remembrance, or a hope for this community, I invite you to put it in the chat, and I will read them aloud, and Jamie will light a candle here in the sanctuary. Please light one more candle for all the hopes and remembrances, the joys and sorrows that remain unspoken. Let us strive ever to be a community of grace, looking outward to see what we can do to help create the beloved community where all of us are we.